Good morning to all of you. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship, we are working our way through the book of Esther. And I don't know about you, but my heart has been challenged and blessed every time I read this book. Even though the name of God is never mentioned, you see the providence of God throughout it. His handiwork is on every page of that book. And we've come now to chapter 7 of the book of Esther, and we find the banquet is being set. This is going to be the final, act, if you might put it that way, the final act here before Haman is taken care of. And Esther holds this banquet. I want to begin reading at verse 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom." Now, folks, if you just meditate for just a moment on that, God has worked in such a way to bring the king to make this statement. To whom? Queen Esther. And notice what she says. Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given at my petition, and my people at my request, because we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he, that doth presume in his heart to do so?" And Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. Now, I want you to see the character of this queen, Esther, here. The man that she accused was standing right there in front of her. She didn't hide behind Facebook, make a comment about him. She didn't send a secret letter. She didn't forward an email. What did she do? She stood up there and said, "The person that is trying to kill me and my people is this wicked Haman." Now, that's a far cry from where we saw her back in chapter 2, isn't it? Whole different thing where she's not there yet. But she grew up. She grew up in several ways, and we're just going to mention one of those as we consider this for next time as well. She grew up as to what it meant for the future. If she didn't say something now, her uncle had already said, "Well, God will raise up somebody else, but we'll be dead. We'll be gone." She realized for the future, "I have to take a stand for my people." You and I are called upon just about every day of the week to take a stand for our Savior, do we? Or do we just kind of meld into the carpet? We just meld into the wallpaper that's there and we just, "Oh, I'm not going to say anything." Listen, I'm not talking about being foolish. What I'm talking about is standing when it counts. And it counted. It counted. And she stood. She took upon herself the role, "I must save my people. I've been put here by God for such a time as this. I must do what I can. I can't make the king do what he should do, but I can tell him how things are and what needs to be done." We'll get into the plan that's put in place to allow the Jews, because the writing was done, it was put down, couldn't be changed. But he told the Jews, "You can fight back." That wasn't something that they expected. And God gave the victory, and to this day, the Feast of Purim is celebrated every year to remember what? To remember a young queen who stood up at the right time and risked her own life to identify with her people and with her people's God. What a blessing. Are you willing to do that for the Lord? To stand up for Him, to be counted for Him, in a situation that arises to be the only one to stand up. She was the only one. She was the only one in that entire court that stood up to the king and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, spare my life and the lives of my people." And the one who's trying to take it is this wicked man, Haman. And she set in motion that day the victory. Amen? She set in motion the victory so that the children of Israel would not be exterminated. God undertook in a powerful way because He had a young lady He could count on. Can God count on us to be faithful to Him?